Before anything else, I would like to say that I am not promoting Burger King.
像我今天讲到一开始，我先要做一个声明，我这边我不是在为汉堡王做广告。
This is because have it your way is one of the mottos of Burger King.
照你意行呢，这个是汉堡王的一个广告台词。
Yes, have it your way is the slogan of a TV commercial of Burger King in 1974.
在1974年的时候，汉堡王用那个“照你意行，照你意思做”成为他们的广告的宣传话。
So the commercial was such a hit that it became the slogan of other succeeding commercials also.
这个广告当时非常的风行，非常的流行，以至于很多的广告都照抄。
The idea is that you can have your burger done your way.
意思就是说，你喜欢你的汉堡什么样子，就可以什么样子。
Maybe so that we can understand it better, let's look at the 1974 commercial.
或者我们一起来看看1974年那时候广告是什么样子的。
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola.
And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure. We can serve your rolled beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Now that's the way to do things. Our way.
Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. We at Burger King.
So that was the advertisement of Burger King in 1974, which was such a hit.
所以这就是1974年汉堡王的广告，当时是风行一时。
If you don't want pickle in your burger, you can have it removed and have it your way.
如果你的汉堡里不想有酸瓜，你可以告诉他们，就可以随心所欲。
Now from 1980s until around 2002, the Burger King advertisers, they tried to use other slogans.
从1974年到2002年的时候，汉堡王尝试用别的那个宣传口号。
But none were as successful as have it your way.
但是都没有随心所愿这么样的流行。
Thus in 2002, the company reinstated its famous motto, Have it your way.
所以2002年的汉堡王的决定重新用他的广告随心所欲。
Why is it that this motto, Have it your way, became a success?
为什么随心所欲、随心所愿变成一个很成功的口号？
One of the reasons is because people generally want to do things their way.
因为人一般都喜欢照自己的心愿来做事。
Yet when we look at today's passage, we know that we cannot really have it our way.
但我们如果今天看我们今天的这一段经文，我们就知道我们不能够随我们自己的心意来做事。
Instead, the best thing to say is, have it your way, Lord.
最好是随主心愿。
So, if you forget everything that I said this morning, just remember,Have it your way, Lord.
所以今天早上的早会完了，如果你忘记我讲什么，记得一件事，随主心愿。
So the passage this morning is found in Jeremiah.
今天早上的信息是从耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah's purpose is to declare to the remaining Israelites that destruction is coming.
耶利米当时当向以色列宣告说毁坏、毁灭将要来临。
So the Jeremiah's ministry began with King Josiah, which is the last good king of Judah.
耶利米开始工作的时候，当时是约西瓦在约西亚，当时在犹大是最后一个好王，他执政的时候。
Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
约西亚随着主心意所看为正的事情来行。
But after Josiah, the four kings that followed did not do what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
但约西亚之后的四个王都没有按照主的心意来行。
And that, 对不起。So that's why God punished Judah by sending Babylon.
而当时神审判犹大，派了巴比伦来。
And Babylon came and took the Israelites into captive.
而巴比伦来使犹大被掳。
Now Jeremiah delivered this message sometime before, just before Babylon invaded Judah.
而耶利米今天的第十八章讲的是巴比伦在攻陷犹大之前的事情。
Now in verse 1-3, it tells us that the Lord instructed Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. Wait.
一到三节这边讲到耶和华要当时耶利米去到一个窑匠，一个陶匠的家里面。
There. So verses 1-3, he tells Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house.
他告诉耶利米说，去陶匠的家里。
And Jeremiah went down to the potter's house and observed that the potter was making a vessel or an instrument.
而当时耶利米在那边看到这个陶匠正在用泥在造一个陶器。
However, verse 4 tells us that the potter was making was marred, it was damaged.
但是第四节里面讲到陶匠做一做呢，这个陶器做坏了。
So the potter formed it again into the shape that seems right to him.
所以陶匠呢就重新再做一个他所喜欢的陶器。
And in verse 6, the Lord says, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter does? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
所以第六节讲到耶和华说以色列家难道我不能够带你们像这陶匠所做的一样吗这是耶和华的宣告看哪、啊、你在陶匠手中怎么样以色列啊你们在我的手中也必这样
So just like the clay is in the hand of the potter Israel is also in the hand of the Lord
就像泥在陶匠的手中以色列犹大也在耶和华的手中
Just as the potter is sovereign over the clay, the Lord also is sovereign over Israel.
就像陶匠在慢慢塑造这个泥，耶和华也在塑造以色列。
If the potter does not like the shape that the clay is forming into, then the potter can reform it.
而当陶匠不喜欢这个陶器的时候，他可以重造这一个陶器。
Similarly,In our life, God is our potter and we are his clay.
在我们的生命里面，神也是我们的陶匠。
Therefore, God is also sovereign over our life.
而神对我们的生命有主权。
So when bad things happen to us, seemingly bad things happen to us, we are not to be angry at God.
当有些时候有不幸的事情发生的时候，我们不能就是跟神发脾气。
Instead, the right response is, "Have it your way, Lord."
而我们需要来到主的面前说，随主意行。
There is a story about a little boy who lived in a small town.
有一个故事说，有个小男孩住在一个乡下。
So in the town, during summer holidays, there would be a circus.
在这个小镇里面呢，夏天的时候就有马戏团。
And then every day there would be a parade of the circus performers walking along the street on which the boy lived.
每一天呢，就那个马戏团就会在那个街上面有游行。
So whenever the boy hears the music, he would run to the front fence and then he would peep between the boards.
所以呢，小男孩很兴奋，每次一听到那个音乐声音呢，就跑下去，在那个门缝里面就在这边张望外面游行。
And he was excited to see the colorful attire of the circus performers.
他很喜欢看这些马戏班员，他里面那种漂亮的衣服。
But one day he woke up with a bad cold.
有一天早上起来呢，感冒了。
So his mother confined him upstairs and did not allow him to go down or leave the house.
所以他母亲就命令他待在你的房间里休息，不准下来。
So he was so disappointed because he couldn't peep between the boards to see the parade again.
小男孩非常的难过，因为他不能够在门缝里继续在张望这个游行。
Later, he heard the music of the parade coming down on the street which he lived.
过一会儿，他又听到这个游行的音乐。
All of a sudden, a thought occurred to him.
突然间，他想到一个念头。
If he climbed up his desk, maybe he could see from his window the whole parade.
他想到，如果我爬到那个椅子桌子上，或者我可以从窗口看到这个游行。
And sure enough, he climbed up his desk, and he was startled by what he saw.
当他在这个爬到这个窗口上，他往下一看的时候，他大吃一惊。
Because he now had a bird's eye view, he can now see the whole parade in full view.
所以，因为他现在有从上往下的这个观点，他可以看到整个的游行。
Before, he would just restrain his eyes between the board, trying to see a glimpse of the circus parade.
因为以前他是在门缝里面看，所以看的都是一点一滴的东西。
But now he sees the whole parade from a higher perspective.
而现在他可以一眼望尽整个的游行。
Sometimes, oftentimes when something seemingly bad happens to us, we question God.
有的时候，当有些不幸的事情发生的时候，我们对神有很多的疑问。
We ask God, why does my loved one have to die?
我们问说，为什么我最亲爱的需要过世？
Or why does he or she have to get sick?
或者他为什么要生病？
Or why do we suffer financially?
为什么我们的经济受损？
Or why do I have to suffer studying Greek and Hebrew?
或者我为什么要在那边受苦学习希腊文希伯来文
Well, God sees from a higher perspective.
而神在更高的点上看到全目。
We only see from the narrow perspective of human viewpoint, and that's why circumstances don't make sense.
而我们只能从人的观点去看很小的一点，而往往我们的尝试不能够解释我们看到的。
But God sees everything from the past to the present until the future.
但神从过去到现在到将来能够看到一切。
So if he allows some suffering to happen to us, he must have a very good reason.
所以当神让这一件事情在我们身上发生的时候，他有他的目的。
Cecilio Pedro started as a small-scale businessman supplying aluminum tubes to Colgate.
Pedro 是一个以前帮 Colgate 造他的牙膏罐的一个商人。
I think many of you know his story.
有一些人可能听过他的故事。
In the 1990s, Colgate decided to shift from aluminum tubes to plastic tubes.
当时1990年的时候 ，Colgate 决这个牙膏公司决定不再用那铝的这个那个罐，而换成那个塑胶的罐。
So Colgate decided that they will no longer buy the aluminum tubes of Cecilio Pedro.
所以当时 Colgate 就决定不再从 Pedro 这一个制造商那边买这些东西了。
Thus he was faced with the problem of how to dispose his aluminum tubes.
当时 Pedro 就面对一个很大的问题，他手头上所有的这些那个铝的这些的货品怎么办？
So in 1986 he was forced to close shop.
当86年的时候，他当时要把他所有的工厂全部关闭。
But after around over just a year, he came back into the business.
但是过了一年后，他重新开业。
But this time, he came back as the happy toothpaste manufacturer.
这一次，他成为制造 happy 牙膏的那个制造商。
He made his own toothpaste and put those toothpaste inside his own aluminum tubes.
他制造他自己的牙膏，把牙膏放在他已经手头上有的这些的铝的那个罐子里。
And we know that from a small-scale businessman, he became the CEO and president of a multinational company, Lamoyan.
而他从一个小小的制造商，现在变成一个国际的大厂商的主人。
Sometimes God gives us problems and we don't understand why.
有的时候神给我们的问题，我们不知道为什么有这个问题。
But remember that God is sovereign over our life.
但请记得神对我们的生命有主权。
Sometimes we have problems with our dorm mates.
有的时候我们在日常生活对我们的一起同住的室友有问题。
But remember that God is sovereign over our life and He allowed that to happen to us.
但是请记得神让这个室友在那边。
Maybe He wants to learn some lessons.
或者我们需要学一些东西。
So even though God is sovereign, verses 7 to 8 tells us that He gives us the freedom to choose.
但虽然神有主权，但这边也告诉我们人有选择的权利。
Verses 7 to 8 says, If at any time I announce a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned.
第七、第八节讲到，神当他已经宣布他要毁灭哪一国的那个国，如果他选择离开他的罪行，那神也会回心转意，不把他本来的灾祸要降，再降给他们。
So if God wants, proposes evil towards an evil nation, but the evil nation repents, then God will also turn from the evil that He plans towards the nation or against that nation.
就是说神虽然已经定义要审判一个行恶的国家，但是国家如果悔改的话，神也会回心转意。
An example of a nation that repented from its evil is Nineveh.
我们在历史上我们看到尼尼微是其中一个那个悔改的国家。
The book of Jonah tells us that the prophet is going to Nineveh to denounce its evil.
约拿书告诉我们，当时约拿先知被派到尼尼微去宣告他们的恶行。
And archaeologists would say that in Nineveh you would see half alive people and corpses impaled on the streets.
而在考古学家发现，在尼尼微这个古城里面，有一些人他们当时处死人的时候，是把人还没有死之前就处死他。
And we can see in monuments that is in museums today, there are monuments that were in the Ninevites wrote about their own cruelty.
而当时也留下了文献记载他们自己当时残酷的行为。
And some of the monuments wrote, "Many in the border on my land, I flayed and spread their skins on the walls."
中间其中记载尼尼微的，他们说我周围有很多邻国。我战胜他们了以后，把他们的皮剥下来，然后挂在城墙上。
Their corpses I formed into pillars.
而他们的尸体，我就把它堆起来，像柱子一样。
And then says, from some of their hands and feet I cut off, from others I cut off their noses and ears, and of many I put out their eyes.
有一些人我把他们的手脚斩断，也有一些人我把他的耳朵鼻子割下来，更多的人我把他们眼睛挖出来。
Jonah goes to the wicked city of Nineveh and tells them to repent.
而约拿被派到尼尼微去告诉他们的恶行。
Surprisingly, the people of Nineveh repented, including the king.
很惊讶的是尼尼微整个城的人都悔改了，包括他们的王。
So God did not destroy Nineveh at that time.
所以当时神就没有降灾给尼尼微。
That is also true with us today. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
今天其实当我们犯罪的时候，我们在神面前悔改，神也必拯救我们，必饶恕我们的过犯。
So if we confess our sins and repent, God will forgive us.
所以当我们悔改的时候，神必定会饶恕。
One of the most common sins among Christians is unforgiveness.
有一个在基督徒里面最常见的罪就是饶恕。
But the Bible tells us.That be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
圣经也在以弗所书也告诉我们，我们要彼此存怜悯的心，要彼此饶恕，就像神饶恕我们一样。
So no matter how hurt we are to forgive other people.
就是说，无论我们心中多有多么伤痛，我们需要选择去饶恕。
Especially if that other people is also a brother and sister in the Lord.
尤其另外一个人也是主内的弟兄姊妹。
Now, some people say they cannot forgive because the hurt is too deep.
也有些人说我们不能够饶恕，因为里面的伤痛太深。
But in reality, it's the other way around.
在实际上可能是相反的。
The hurt is still deep because they do not want to forgive.
因为我们不肯饶恕，以至于这个伤痛继续是这么深。
It's like when you have a wound in your hand and you keep rubbing it, then it will not heal.
就像你如果说我们手上有个伤口，如果我们不断的去抓它，这伤口就不会痊愈。
When you keep on rubbing a wound harshly, the wound would open up.
如果我们不断去抓这个伤口，这伤口会继续的开着口。
Similarly, when we keep on rehearsing the hurt in our mind, then the hurt will not go away.
如果我们在脑海里不断的记得别人怎么样冒犯我们，那这一个别人的罪就不会离开我们。
The hurt will only go away when we start forgiving.
别人对我们的伤害只会离开，如果我们开始饶恕。
Now, I want to clarify that when the Bible says forgive, it does not necessarily mean forget.
这边不是说饶恕，意思是忘掉。
Well, we are to forgive as God forgave us.
我们饶恕好像神饶恕我们一样。
I believe God cannot forget the wrongdoings we did against him.
但神竟并没有忘记我们实际上是犯罪的。
And that is because I believe our God is omniscient.
因为我们神是全知的。
So, forgiveness does not really mean you forgot about it.
所以我们饶恕不代表我们忘记。
Forgiveness means God will no longer hold it against us.
饶恕是说不再计较这件事情。
So you may never forget the offense done against you, but you can still forgive.
就算我们仍然记得别人曾经冒犯我们，但是我们可以选择饶恕这件事情。
I think you know that my mother was killed by a robber.
你们可能知道我的母亲被一个强盗杀害。
And I will never forget that incident.
我永远不会忘记那一幕。
But I can learn to forgive.
但我可以学怎么样去饶恕。
So forgiveness does not necessarily mean forgetfulness.
所以饶恕不代表忘记。
On the contrary, sometimes remembering can help us prevent the same thing from happening all over again.
而当我们记得的时候，是让我们帮助以后不要再让这件事情发生。
For example, somebody borrows money from you.
假设有人向你借钱。
And even though he already has the means to pay you, he doesn't pay you.
当他已经有钱的时候，他却不还钱。
Because you trusted him, you did not ask him to sign any papers.
因为大家信任，你也没请他写借条。
So you have no proof to say that he really borrowed money from you.
所以你没证据说他向你借钱了。
So maybe forgiveness would mean, okay, you will not keep on trying to get your money back.
这边饶恕可能是说你不再跟他计较，跟他讨钱。
But forgiveness does not necessarily mean that you will lend to him again next time he tries to borrow from you.
但饶恕不代表下次你继续借钱给他。
Because you know that when he borrows again, he will not pay you even though he can pay for what he borrowed.
因为借钱就是说他这样借钱他不还，所以呢饶恕不代表要继续做这个。
So you will not let the same thing happen again.
你不会让同样的错误再次发生。
So forgiveness can also mean actually remembering in the sense of you are now wiser, you will not allow the same thing to happen again.
所以饶恕也代表我们更有智慧，不让同样的错误再次发生。
Now, some people say, why will I forgive when the offender does not apologize.
有些人说，为什么我要饶恕？当这个冒犯我的人，他并没有道歉。
Well, the Bible tells us that Christ died for us while we were still sinners.
但圣经告诉我们，基督饶恕我们，当我们还是罪人的时候。
This means that forgiveness does not depend on the offender, but on the offended.
就是说，饶恕不是依靠着冒犯人的人，而是依靠这个被冒犯的人。
I can still choose to forgive, even if the offender does not apologize to me.
我可以选择去饶恕，虽然这个冒犯我的人不肯道歉。
I know somebody, the offender is already dead, but he still could not forgive that person.
我知道有些情况，甚至那个冒犯人的都已经死了，但是被冒犯的仍然耿耿于怀。
How can the offender apologize to you? He's already dead.
被冒犯人的人已经死掉了，他怎么能道歉呢？
So if the offender does not apologize, you don't have to carry the hurt all your life.
就算冒犯的人他不道歉，被冒犯的不需要一生带着这个伤痛。
You can choose right now to forgive and be released from the pain.
你可以选择去饶恕，而把这些伤痛留在后面。
So why not just forgive, as the Bible says, and move on with your life?
为什么不饶恕，然后继续你的生命呢？
Why not let go of the history, so you can move on with your destiny?
将过去的就让它过去，向前面的目标前进。
Ultimately, unforgiveness is the result of wanting to have things done our way.
往往不肯饶恕，是因为我们希望事情是随我的意思来做。
Because we want to forgive only if he apologizes.
我只肯饶恕如果他道歉。
So it really means I want it done my way.
我要他整个事情向我的方法来处理。
But when we learn to tell God, "Have it your way, Lord."
但如果我们向主说随主心意的时候。
Then we know we need to forgive because that's what the Bible says, be forgiving each other.
但是如果我们说随主心意的话，我们就需要饶恕，因为这是神的话语教导我们的。
So we have to forgive even if the person has not apologized.
所以就算这个人不肯道歉，我们仍然选择饶恕。
Now after telling the Israelites,that he has given them the freedom to choose, God encourages them to turn from their evil ways.
这边圣经讲到说，神要求这些人转离他们的恶行。
So he tells them in verse 11 that they should repent.
所以告诉这些人说，你们要悔改。
But sadly, verse 12 says, they will reply, it's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart.
可惜第十二节，这些人却回答：“没用，我们要随着自己的计划而行，个人要按照自己顽梗的恶心行事。”
The people responded that they will not change.
这些人回答说：“我们不想改。”
So the question we can ask ourselves is, how will we respond?
我们需要问自己的问题是：我怎么样回应？
Will we be like the Israelites who says, "It's no use. We will continue with our own ways"?
会像以色列说没用的，我要照我自己的意思做吗？
Or will we tell God, "Have it your way, Lord"?
或者我们会回应神说随主心意。
Gladys Aylward was a missionary to China more than 50 years ago.
Gladys Aylward 她是一个当时去中国的宣教士。
Now, when the Japanese invaded Yangcheng, she was forced to flee.The place where she lives in.
当那时候日军入侵的时候，当时入侵到阳城，而Gladys 她需要离开这个地方。
But she does not want to abandon the orphans that she had been caring for.
而当时 Gladys 而我，她带着大概100多个孤儿，她不想放掉他们。
So Gladys led more than 100 children over treacherous mountains.
所以当时 Gladys Aylward 带着100多个孤儿，就是穿山越岭的来逃开这日军。
So they want in order to flee from the Japanese.
他们当时要离开这些日本人。
Now, because the journey is too difficult, sometimes she would grapple with hopelessness.
有的时候这个旅程很辛苦，她有时候觉得绝望。
One morning, when Gladys Elward had a sleepless night,
有一天 Gladys 一天一个晚上没有睡觉了。
She felt despair and she tried to share it with some of the children.
她觉得很绝望，她跟周围这些小孩子们分享。
Now, a 13-year-old girl reminded her about how Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt through the Red Sea.
当时有个13岁的小女孩提醒她说，当初摩西也带着以色列人出埃及过红海啊。
Even though it's a difficult journey, but then the Israelites were able to leave Egypt and cross the Red Sea.
当时也很辛苦，但是以色列人能够出埃及，能够过红海。
And Gladys replied, I'm not Moses.
当时 Gladys 回答说，但我不是摩西。
But the little girl said, of course you're not, but Jehovah or Yahweh is still God.
但是小女孩回答，当然你不是摩西，但耶和华还是耶和华呀。
In our struggles in life, when we look at who we are, we feel hopeless.
在我们的生命里，有的时候我们看自己的时候觉得绝望。
Because we think we have to do things by our own strength.
因为我们觉得我们要靠自己的力量去做事。
But when we focus on the sovereign Lord, then we see that there's something we can do by His grace.
但是当我们定睛看到全能的主的时候，我们看到他的恩典能够行事。
Actually, the Christian life is not difficult to live.
基督徒的生活其实不是那么难。
The Christian life is impossible to live apart from the grace of God.
但基督的生命不可能，除非有神的恩典。
So if we do struggle with some things in our life, if we don't want to God to be sovereign in our life, then we have to ask God to help us.
所以当我们生命有一些东西，我们在挣扎的时候，我们需要求主来帮助我们。
Let us seek to live by the grace of God and tell Him, have it your way, Lord.
让我们等候神的恩典，向他祷告，随主意行。
The song that was sung earlier is a song that I really like.
刚才我们唱的那首 Hineni 是一首我很喜欢的歌。
I like it because it has a Hebrew word, Hineni, which means here I am.
因为他一开始就用了希伯来文 Hineni, 意思是我在这里。
But I like it also because the first two lines of the song express the desire of my heart.
但我喜欢也因为这首歌一开始的两行也代表了我的心意。
The first line goes, Yahweh, my Lord, please make me forsake the desires of my heart.
他一开始就说，耶和华，求你让我舍去我心中所爱。
And the second line says, Yahweh, my Lord, please make me break down the idols in my heart.
第二行说，耶和华，求你毁掉我心中的偶像。
So, as closing, let us sing this song again and ask God to help us forsake the idols in our heart.
在最后，我想我们大家一起再一次来唱这首歌，也求神毁掉我们心中的偶像。
And when we forsake the idols in our heart, maybe we can tell Him, have it your way, Lord.
把这个偶像毁去了以后，我们可以跟主再一次祷告，随主意行。
耶和华我的主啊，求你使我放下心中所爱。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我打碎心中偶像，直到我在敬拜中献上自己为祭，无怨无悔永不回头。直到我在祭坛那里 一个照明厅，无怨无悔我在这里，一年一月一年一月，找我柴火我在这里，一年一月一年一月，找我柴火一年一月。
Just make this a prayer of your heart.
让这个成为我们心中的祷告。
耶和华我的主啊，求你使我放下心中，放下心中所爱。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我打碎心中，心中偶像，直到我在敬拜中献上自己为祭。
那我们请站一位。
找我柴火我在这里，因为你，因为你，找我柴火因为你，为这世界黑暗的角落我在这里，为那不曾被安慰的灵魂我在这里，因为你我在这里，因为你。
Ask 杜老师 lead us in prayer.
Let's pray together, 一起祷告。主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们是心硬的人，我们心中充满了偶像，我们心硬不肯放下。天父，求你饶恕我们。主，求你来打碎我们心中的偶像，因为我们自己没有这个能力。求你赦免我们，好叫我们能够赦免别人。求你赐给我们力量去赦免别人。求你再造我们的形象，好叫我们像你儿子耶稣基督。天父，我们做不到，我们心硬，求你来帮助我们，求你在我们心中作王掌主权。天父，帮助我们，怜悯我们，我们需要你，因为我们自己没有能力。天父，求你在我们心中动工，如果我们像你手中的陶器不合你心意，求你打碎，因为我们更愿意我们是合你心意的。天父，这是我们心中唯一所求，主愿意随你的心意而行，不要随我们的意思，随你的意思。天父，求你怜悯，求你成就。我们这一切的祷告乃奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。